in the world.
Shut up for a second, please.
This is a culture clash, plain and simple.
Who the hell do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
All right, it's time for the Culture Clash. Folks, every Tuesday at this time, we get down and dirty on the things that are roiling our culture and whether or not there's anything that we can do to abate the incessant march to perdition. That's a way of saying we're all going to hell in a handbasket. That's the point. The Reverend Charles McVitie is back in the house, president of the Canada Christian College. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, John.
And Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church. How's Greta?
I'm great, and I don't believe in hell, so, you know, I'm really good.
You're living it right now, lady.
Well, we like to say if you don't believe in hell, you're probably going there.
I'm sure that you would condemn me there, but since it's a figment of your imagination, it doesn't bother me in the least.
It's a light phrase.
Well, that's kind of interesting because, you know, sometimes you shiver in the studio and you'd want to seek out a warm place. This would almost be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, but the best Christmas Carol that was ever filmed was where Scrooge ended up down in that frosty hell. Everybody else was hot, but he was in that frosty one.
Yeah, that's even worse because you get freezer burn, so you're still burned, but it's from frost. All right, listen, there's a lot to address here this morning, and Charles, I guess it's been a while since we've had you in studio. This is a story that's right in your wheelhouse, because I know you've been flagging these kinds of things for a long time now, and it seems that Barbara Hall with the Ontario Human Rights Commission has decided that it's pretty much fixed rule now. Gender identity, however one perceives their gender, or I guess, what's the phrase, a lived gender identity. A celebrated case out of Maine as well, where a young person there who's transgender has been allowed to use whichever washroom they identify with. It doesn't matter anatomically or biologically. You go into whatever you identify. And we were told earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, Governor Jerry Brown, as of January 1, signed into law where kids as young as kindergarten could also choose the locker room of their preference and the washroom of their preference. So it seems like now, in the interest of transgender rights, however you self-identify is good enough. And you say?
I mean, this is outrageous. This is regression. My grandmother fought for women's rights, and women should not be violated in this way, where men have an open door to come in and even Google them. And there's this report in the Toronto Star they have the testimony of a lady who said that she was in a change room, and there is a man who says that he is a woman because that's all it has to be, self-identified. We've been saying this for 2 years, and he's standing there with an erection, looking at her, and she's trying to change out of her bathing suit, and she said this is terribly uncomfortable, and then she is the one who is guilty of some type of breach of our law because she dare complain about this. In fact, we were Christmas shopping and my daughter was in a change room in a store and there's a man standing right at the back of the change room in a lingerie, Victoria's Secrets. And they, the lady, the manager came and asked the man to leave. He said, "No, how do you know I'm not a female? How do you know I'm not a woman?" And he would not leave. And there's my 16-year-old daughter changing.
At Victoria's Secret? That's almost immoral in itself.
Why is your 16-year-old daughter at Victoria's Secret?
I don't know. What is Victoria's Secret? I've never been there. So.
Oh, really? Get the catalog, Charles. Get the catalog.
You know what?
Keep your daughter out of Victoria's Secret.
I think she does wear underwear. And
is that
really?
Have you seen the underwear that they sell at Victoria's
goodness,
Secret?
This is this the world that Greta Vosper and females want to be live in, where men have the right? And by the way, the law is still in the Senate, and if it becomes law, if it gets royal consent, then it will be a crime punishable by up to 2 years in prison for you to take that man out of my daughter's change room or out of this lady's swimming,
because he would have self-identified room. Perhaps as a female, therefore he feels he's immune from any kind of all right, Greta.
Histrionics, Charles, I think that the world that I'm looking for is one that will have no sexual predators in it at all. And I don't think that our change rooms have been free of sexual predators down through history. And so I think that the response to the reported incident in the Toronto Star, the response made by Ken Gallagher, was quite wise in saying that we no longer have this sort of binary kind of male-female locker room thing going on, or change rooms, that we've got to make sure that we can protect anybody's privacy for whatever reasons. Locker rooms that have been single gender all along have been opportunities for predators to, you know, ply their particular desires, and children have been vulnerable to that. And I think that you can go right back to men and women sharing the workplace, and you know, stuff happens in the workplace that shouldn't happen. It doesn't matter whether someone is heterosexual, homosexual, transgender, yeah, whatever they are. If they are a sexual predator, they're a sexual predator.
You think Colonel Williams, who was well-known cross-dresser, should be permitted into my daughter's change room?
I'm assuming
in
that,
the nude.
That this person was not actually in her change room, but was actually in the change area.
Yeah,
if she let him in her change room, then that would be a concern.
And this case that's in the Toronto Star, the man is in the swimming pool or the exercise change room. She's trying to get out of a wet bathing suit,
he's
standing there.
That
is progress for women's rights.
That is
no, it's regress.
I'm saying that sexual predators need to be reported, and we have laws about sexual predators. Well,
no,
we
but
laws
he hasn't
about
done anything. He's not a sexual predator.
He could just
this
be leery.
He made an inappropriate
in a woman's
sexual advance.
Space. And that Greta is outrageous.
And, or she
it
made
should
an
not be the case. This is political correctness
advance.
Gone to the insane.
By putting men and women, which you would say is quite appropriate in the workplace, you know, a long time ago, you don't have them. And there are still religious traditions that have women and men separated because there's the concern that
all right,
someone
just so
will
I'm clear,
have
just
some
so
kind
I'm clear,
of
hang
sexual
on, Charles,
arousal.
Just so we're clear on that, what you're saying is, in the interest of being sensitive and tolerant towards transgender folk, if someone self-identifies, in this case, it might have been the gentleman in the vicinity or the man anatomically, but could have self-identified as a female in the female's change area at Victoria's Secret, you're saying it's okay, you're okay, and that should be permitted.
Absolutely. I don't think that genitalia...
you know what? Stay away from my daughter.
As the person in the Star said, whether their equipment is inside or outside, should make a difference. Someone explains and identifies themselves as male or female, and we have to go with that. If that person starts acting inappropriately,
right? But if they're just,
or if it's someone who doesn't identify,
if they're changing in the kiosk next to Charles' daughter, you're saying nothing, no harm, no foul. Let's see what.
It doesn't bother me. I mean,
well, Charles
why would it
bothers
bother me?
My daughter. It bothers
me. I mean, it wouldn't bother me if
lady.
It was a man identifying as a man and in the change room. I'm not coming out of the change room undressed. I'm changing in the privacy
right,
of the change room.
Well, this is Victoria's Secret. Maybe there's a sense that it's kind of shut off to guys who want to try on the frillies. But here's William in Scarborough. What's your take, William?
Good morning to both Charles and Greta. God bless both of you.
Mm.
Just wanted to say that. I'm guessing Greta believes that God makes mistakes, because I believe God made male and female for a reason. And thank God for that. I've been married to a woman for about a year and a half now. And you know what? I mean, if a man came to my, my wife's changing in my near my wife's change room, I may lose my sanctification in a New York minute. Because there's no chance that a man is going to be coming near my wife's change room where my wife's changing. Especially,
all right, but what if he identifies as a woman?
What if it was a woman? What if a woman hit on your wife?
We'd have the same problem.
Well, then what? What do we say about bathrooms then, or about change rooms, that they need to be individual and they need to be protected so that people have their privacy?
Greta, question. Do you believe God made mistakes?
I don't believe that God created us. I don't believe in God, William.
Wow. All right. So there's your answer. I mean, that's sort of a non-starter as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, no,
I think that evolution
but the issue here,
is
Greta,
creative. Nature is creative.
Is that it's very plain and simple that we have boys,
but Charles,
we have
let me
girls.
Ask you. Let me ask you.
You
because
don't
you're
have,
Charles.
You
Charles,
don't
Charles,
want to
Charles.
Change the,
I know. We've been down this road so often. But let me ask you a question, Charles. Hang on just a second. Okay. How then would you accommodate transgender folk? If we believe that, obviously, there are people in the community that are transgender, how would you accommodate them when it comes to washrooms?
Well, the very easy thing is, if the plumbing's changed, go where the plumbing matches. I mean, that's where. But
so you're in transition.
About,
what do you?
You're
do?
Talking about self-identified.
You can't.
And that is no transition. That is self-identified. Anyone who says that they have self-identified, and that doesn't, then they cannot be challenged on.
I can guarantee, Charles, that you have been in washrooms with transgender men, and you have had no idea.
Well,
I would be willing to bet my life on that you have no idea. You know, that you're talking about how someone dresses,
John,
not what their genitalia
looks
like.
Is not to put men into girls' change rooms. That is a violation of women's rights, and women have to stand up and say no to this.
I think that we need to
find a way gone
amok to make our change rooms and our washroom facilities predator safe, so that there is no chance for anyone to be approached by a sexual predator, either in the mall bathroom or in the swimming pool change room.
All right. Well, let's come back, and we'll talk some more about that. A lot of calls. We also will take it from the bathroom into the boardroom, and when it's been suggested that women are not as assertive and therefore don't make as much, and that's the reason for the wage gap, we'll see what the culture warriors have to say on that matter.